taxes and so forth, you say, no, he care about anything. How would you say, he
doesn't care about anything.
Someone says, have you thought about this? You say, yes, you're in the process now of thinking about something. You say,
yes, I'm thinking about it.
Okay. But how about been? With been thinking about it,
I have been thinking about it.
All right, and now the you have you know, you said this the brick it the this you said these brick constructions women liken to a brick shit what?
Brick shit house.
Okay. And what's the plural of that?
Shit houses.
Okay. And how about a building, a multiple occupancy dwelling that perhaps owned by three people? They own it together, and each one has a door, a front door on the let's say on the street level, or they have separate.
A cooperative.
Okay. Do you ever have any other names for these?
Well, some have been called duplexes where they have the common wall in between and each has their own entrance, but usually you don't have three.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but a duplex would just be two then.
Yes.
How about, have you ever heard anything else? Have you ever heard them called, they call them, you see them advertised now, they build these things, and they build them out in various neighborhoods.
Townhouses?
Yeah. There are some around here. Would that be the same as a cooperative? Except that...
No.
What's the difference?
Well, the cooperative is where it's cooperatively and collectively owned, and each one pays a certain proportion of the expenses to keep the building up.
I see.
Whereas in the townhouses, they're usually
rented
out.
I see.
There's one owner who rents them out.
How about on a if two people live in, for instance, you might have a lot of them in the neighborhood. There's two families living in one building. What do you call that kind of building?
A duplex or a two flat.
Okay.
A two flat, not a duplex. Two flat.
How about if there were three?
Three flat.
Say there were six.
Six flat.
Would you call it? No matter how many. I mean, if there were 20 families living in a building. I mean, the 20 different apartments.
Well, I have been accustomed to calling them flats, and I know even in my early days in studying law and in the parlance of the real estate men, it was either a bungalow or a house or a cottage for individuals,
yeah.
And then it was a two flat, a three flat, and even if you. Bought a 10-flat or 11-flat. They always called it 11-flat, although the tendency now is to say a 26-apartment building or something like that. This is a change that's come about in recent years. They refer to the flat as apartments.
You don't use it though much yourself. You still use
I usually
yourself.
Say flat. It's a habit of 50
here,
years.
Yeah, here are a few farm items. The name of the building where corn, if you don't know these, it's perfectly all right because we just get through faster if you don't, but so it doesn't make any difference. But if you do know them, you can give them to me. Buildings where corn is stored.
Silo.
You said you spent some time in the country. Where was it?
Fox
Lake in Illinois.
In the town.
Uh-huh. Okay, but not on farms. You've never spent time. How about a place, building or part of a building for storing grain?
Granary. Or corn crib.
And how about the upper part of the barn? What's that?
Loft.